It's Friday, I've reached my breaking point. It's Friday, I need to smoke a joint. I can guarantee certain death to the next person that says TGIF. Really? Who says that? It's Friday, my boss just screamed at me. It's Friday, I spit in his coffee. If he says one more thing to me, the least of his worries will be a loogie. Excuse me, I have to pee. It's Friday, I've been given a pay cut. It's Friday, I told him to kiss my butt. To be honest, I didn't say but. What I did say was, kiss my ass! That's what! You can't do that, man! It's illegal! I work for minimum wage! That's what minimum means, you idiot! You know what? Suck it! Make your own fries, you son of a bitch!
It's Friday.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Oh, what a delicious day.
Why is that?
It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day.
National Chocolate Milkshake Day today.
It's National Chocolate Milkshake Day. Let's celebrate.
I'm taking you out for Frosty Chocolate Milkshake.
Go out for a round of Frosty Chocolate Milkshake.
Frosty Chocolate Milkshakes.
Alrighty.
The sweet, creamy goodness of chocolate milkshakes.
Chocolate milkshake.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
Hello!
Yep. Bringing it to the yard. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do it one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and
hello!
She will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434.
Hello!
So easy. You can get our podcast on the Alexa. That's even easier. So we do the live show between 8-ish and 11-ish, Monday through Friday, weekdays, and Eastern time, by the way. And then we repack each of those show segments and interviews and bits and stuff like that. We repack it into a full-length podcast. And that usually drops around noon, and you can easily get it on the Alexa device just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And
hello!
She will. You got to add the VA in there. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. You can go to our website, radio434.com. Click on the Mike Show channel, and there is a link to the podcast there as well. But wait. There's more. If that isn't enough for you, we also have a Facebook Live video simulcast of the show, and that's up now on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. Each one of the show segments. So if you start with the show open video, all right, it's not going to automatically roll into the top list video, and that might not automatically roll into the not headline news video. So you got to scroll through and watch all the different videos. It's not the not a continuous show on Facebook Live, but you get the point. You'll figure it out. Like us long time, follow at the Mike Show VA, and that that handle works for Instagram, YouTube, works for MySpace, X, Twitter, all the things at the Mike Show VA, all one word, no spaces. All right, finally, finally Friday edition of the program. I've kind of been on the struggle bus this week. I don't know why, but I have been, and I'm really, really looking forward to this weekend, not because we have any huge big events, because usually we do, right? We usually have, you know, something just like amazing to look forward to. Now, we do have a bunch of guests that have things going on that we're going to tell you about. First off, the folks from Love Heals is going to talk about an upcoming fundraising event that they have to help out someone that that they're working with. The Love Heals is a little bit of a different nonprofit organization. Instead of tackling a big cause and raising all kinds of money to throw at, you know, like cancer research, not that there's anything wrong with that, but their approach is to find a person in need and then to raise funds for that particular person. I think their concept is just brilliant, because there are a lot of big nonprofits that raise a lot of money for a lot of big causes, but this really narrows it down to, you know, to the individual need, and I think that's something special. So we're going to talk with Love Heals about their upcoming event. We also, I think, will have Dallas from your Lynchburg Hillcats moving on in the championship series, and we'll talk about that. Did I get that right? I'll fact check it. I'm pretty sure we're going to have Dallas joining us, and then of course we'll have Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market, that and so much more. We got this. It's in addition to National Chocolate Milkshake Day, it's also National Video Games Day, and here's a stat. Kids who play video games end up earning more as adults. They earn more money as adults if they're gamers. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about what the average additional earnings are, and then there's a breakout for different games and different game consoles and things like that. So it's a pretty interesting report here. And then, of course, we had to turn it into a top list. Top shocking, but true, video game statistics. All right, that's all on the way. Of course, we have your five random facts. We've got your stupid criminals in dot news. So we get smart with five random facts. We get stupid with stupid criminals. But we even get smarter-est with nerd news. It's this week in science. It's just science. So on Friday, you get two smarts for one dumb. That's quite the bargain. All right. Everything that I just mentioned coming up on today's program. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
John Barkley loves Tuesday nights with his pals.
You guys ever seen a perfect game?
Here we go.
A night when scores made aren't nearly as important as friendships kept.
Get out your phones. Gonna be epic.
So he doesn't miss a night. John counts on Centra to keep him healthy and at his best.
Perfection begins now. Start your video. Oh. Delete your video.
Like and share.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like John.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Video game day just got a lot more responsible. Time to educate your kids with new versions of their favorite video games. Try Zelda the Reader, where Link will spend hours reading the classics.
Wait, I have to read this?
Or try Super Mario Vocabulary Builder. There's also Call of Literacy.
Is this the whole book?
Minecraft, a novel. Library of Legends.
How do I get to the next level?
Even Candy Crusher Spelling Test.
Can I shoot my way through this?
Video game day. Because, hey, we got to try something.
Yeah, you do. The Mike Show. It is National Video Game Day. In addition to being National Chocolate Milkshake Day. That's kind of random. But anyway, so there are some statistics about kids who play video games, and let's look at this. Parents used to fight with kids over spending too much and spending too much time playing video games. Plenty still do, but some gamer parents encourage their kids to play video games, and that might be a good thing in moderation. According to a study published last year, kids who play video games earn more as adults. And the difference is notable. It's not gigantic, but it's notable. For instance, they found that adults who played video games as children now earn annual salaries that are an average of about $5,500 higher than non-gamers. That might not sound like a lot, but here, listen as they dig into individual games and consoles and things. Those who played FIFA lead the pack, earning nearly $71,000 a year. For comparison, the median annual salary for U.S. workers is about $60,000. And get this, Candy Crush is second. So you don't even need to be playing complex video games. Mobile games also count. As for consoles, PlayStation gamers make more than those who played on Nintendo, Xbox, or PCs. I wonder why. Here are a few other stats. I have all the original old school Nintendo, Xbox. I never really got into playing video games on PC though. Here are a couple other stats. People who played video games as kids are 71% more likely to have received a promotion recently. Okay. People believe the biggest benefits of video games are stress relief and relaxation, entertainment and fun, strategic thinking, problem-solving skills, and hand-eye coordination. I have something else that might also work with
ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Think about it. Stress relief, relaxation, entertainment and fun, strategic thinking, problem-solving skills, and hand-eye coordination. Anywho, the study also claims 48% of kids who play video games have excellent grades in school. 58% have excellent social lives with other kids. And overall, a whopping 95% of today's parents have let their kids play video games to some extent, even if they monitor which games they play, which you should. So that brings us to our top list. With today being National Video Game Day, we can celebrate with today's list, top shocking but true video game statistics. All right, here we go. Number one, 65% of the world is currently infected with Pac-Man fever. 0% of real-life plumbers end up with a princess, like in Donkey Kong. Top shocking but true game statistics, 93% of people who can build a world in Minecraft can't build a fulfilling relationship in real life. Yeah. top shocking but true video game statistics. 67% of people who play Madden, well, it's because the game never cuts to Taylor Swift. 54% of people who play World of Warcraft wish they could pass real life spells on people who mock their clothes, haircut, and hygiene. You get the point. Top shocking but true video game statistics. 72% of people who play Candy Crush also crush hamburgers, fries, and large sodas, and beanbag chairs. Top shocking but true video game statistics. 81% of people smell zit cream when they enter GameStop. Top shocking but true video game statistics. 100% of people who set high scores on Tetris are still disappointments to their parents. All right, that's the top list. It's the Mike Show. It's the finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. We'll get to that. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by GameStop. No, I'm just kidding. Brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Pick up Destination American Lager at Three Roads Brewing in Lynchburg and Farmville, at Ballad Brewing in Danville, or your favorite beer store. And if they don't carry Destination American Lager, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
Just got back from vacation, but your body feels like it needs another one? Whether it was lugging heavy luggage, hours in the car or on a plane, or walking barefoot in the sand, travel can do a number on your spine. At Timberlake Chiropractic, we're here to help you reset. Our gentle, personalized adjustments are designed to relieve pain, restore balance, and help you feel like yourself again. Maybe even better. Don't let post-vacation aches follow you home. Call Timberlake Chiropractic at 434-239-9077 or book online at timberlakechiropractic.com. Relaxed, realigned, and ready for what's next. That's the way to come home.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. Sydney Sweeney becomes a 28-year-old today, or as Leonardo DiCaprio would call her, a cougar. Hulk Hogan's will named only a single beneficiary. It was a bandana shop in Clearwater, Florida. Debbie Gibson and Charlie Sheen both released books. One is a one-hit wonder. The other is a wonder he's still alive. And three servings of French fries a week raises the risk of diabetes by 20%. So if you're like me, this week we raised our risk of diabetes 60%. This is not headline news.
No, it is not. It's the Mike Show, and I'm really, really happy that you could join us here. Taking a look at Tower Cam position number 4 at the river. All right, let's scroll back there. Going to be a nice day. We'll check in with Chief Meteorologist Nobody because we can't afford anyone. I said that correctly, right? We can't afford anyone. Coming up. We are going to get really smart with your 5 random facts. We're going to get even smarter with Nerd News. It's This Week in Science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. You can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. People used to get their feet x-rayed at the shoe store to check their shoe fit.
This is one way to do it.
These wooden radiation cabinets were called shoe fitting fluoroscopes. And then everyone died of cancer.
I was going to say, I'm sure nothing detrimental to the human body came from that.
Not one thing. Everybody's feet just fell right off.
Yep.
There we go. Number two, the fear of the number 666. No. Is called, oh good Lord, I can't pronounce that. Here, let's let the Pronouncify lady pronounce it for us. I don't think you'll be able to hear her, but everybody else will. Okay. Or not. No, when it's set up in this mode.
I can only hear the Pronouncify lady. Yeah.
Really? Okay, yeah. Here, let me play the Pronouncify lady. Did you hear that?
I couldn't hear it that time, you're right.
I couldn't hear. Okay. So here, let me find sorry. I'm derailing the segment.
I can't imagine if we need the Pronouncify lady for this, but that's a very like niche beer, so I'm sure it is something pretty
important. No, I got this one. I'm just gonna do it on the different machine right here, and then pronounce there. And where's the Pronouncify lady? There's no Pronouncify lady. Where is she? She's on this machine, but she's not on this machine. how to pronounce. Let's do that. How to pronounce. Pronouncify lady, where are you?
I'm just imagining somebody like having a conversation with a buddy trying to tell them this fear and doing this exact bit. Like, hold on, I promise it's real, man. It's real.
All right. So I don't have my Pronouncify lady. But I have this.
You're looking at how to pronounce these names, as well as how to say more names and vocabulary, some of the most mispronounced ones. So make sure to stay tuned to the channel, The Fear of the Number 666. Hexacosioi hexaconta hexaphobia. Hexacosioi hexaconta hexaphobia. Now. You know.
Now you know.
Does it have to be, I'm specifically going to say it in the slight French dialect.
It's in the slight French dialect. Wow. Yeah, so that's 666. Ronald Reagan, by the way, suffered from that fear.
Yeah.
Guitar Center was called the Organ Center when it was founded in 1959. I
think I may need a kidney transplant.
Maybe. That's a customer. And it sold small appliances and home organs. Home organs, not human organs. The name was changed to Guitar Center in 1971.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
Individuals pulling up and leaving very disappointed.
Number four, eating 10 and a half cups of sugar at once could kill you. And then number five, soybeans were named after soy sauce, not vice versa. The word soy comes from the Japanese word for the sauce, not the Japanese word for the beans themselves.
Interesting. I always thought it was the other way around. I think I lied to somebody when somebody asked me about that the other day.
Well, now you can set that straight.
Yep.
And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Had too much sugar.
Random facts.
It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg community market. Sorry for the derailment of the segment, but how have you been?
I have been absolutely great. It's always a good day down here at the market. We're getting ready for another. We thought fall was here, but it looks like we're getting one last little heat wave. So summer's doing its last push. So we're excited for another sunny, beautiful day at the market tomorrow. as we get into what my favorite season, fall, is. So I'm excited to see some temperatures get a little bit lower, but for now we'll enjoy the sunshine. But all of our vendors will be here tomorrow. So again, we'll have our restaurant shops open. So much to do. So enjoy the sunshine. Come on out and hang out with us tomorrow.
Absolutely. And you've got plenty of vendors, both inside and out. You've got the farmers. You've got not just produce, but you have meats available. You have a full service bakery.
Goods, so many things. So we always love to see the huge crowds that we get out on Saturdays. So please come out and see us.
Absolutely. Lynchburg Community Market, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg, with plenty of free parking. And where are you located on the interwebs?
You can check us out at our website. That's lynchburgcommunitymarket.com. And then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Well, Darius, thank you again. Each and every Friday, Darius or someone from Lynchburg Community Market joins us to talk about the things that are going on. We will see you at the market.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yep. Coming up, we are going to get even smarter-est with Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room, with plenty of space to unwind, or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their Tap Room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their Tap Room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
Yes, they are. It's the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition, and we've got Courtney and Sarah from Love Heals. Hi.
Whoa.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Well, now you actually need to get a little closer to the mic.
See.
Yeah, but not see. But not like right up on it.
How am I? Oh, sorry. How am I?
Both
did exactly what I told you not to do.
Both fine.
Yeah,
just good. Fine.
Posture. I feel good about what we're doing.
Sarah, yeah. Posture. Sorry.
Posture?
Make your parents proud.
You know, that ship has sailed for me.
Mm-hmm. Are they not proud of you, Mike?
Well, they're dead.
I was going to make that joke, but
yeah.
That ship did sail.
But that's not why we're here. Here, take two. Love Heals is an incredible organization, but it's different than just about any other nonprofit organization. Well, it's similar because it does raise funds to help people, but it helps people how? Individually, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I've been paying attention.
He's been watching our stuff.
Yeah.
How's that social media been looking? Sarah's been crushing it.
She has been crushing it.
Yeah,
she's been crushing it. So explain to folks who are maybe just joining or are new to the whole concept, haven't heard of what Love Heals is. Tell us about the organization, what it does, and then you have some upcoming events we'll talk about.
Do you want me to talk about what it does and you talk about the upcoming event?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Sure, why not?
Sure, whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
Now, can you do it in Australian?
Start thinking about it.
Yeah, sure. I can do it in accent. That's fine.
This is perfect. Keep that. Don't lose that.
All right.
Yeah, don't.
I don't know if that was good.
Yeah, that was like brilliant.
Okay, perfect.
I think you got it. So you're going to tell me about the event in Australian that we have coming up.
Crikey.
And I already forgot the first. And I already literally forgot what
we
were,
do?
The question
like,
was.
What, who
oh,
is Love
yeah,
Heals?
That's yeah. a pretty what basic
yeah.
question.
Yeah, you got it.
Who is Love Heals?
So, Mike, we've actually, Sarah and I did a 5-hour whiteboarding session to actually ask that very question. because we realized we were in the market and didn't know why we were in the market.
like, what is the problem
that we
solve?
What is the problem that we're trying to solve, and how do you boil it down to a sentence? And so we actually have some new discoveries, but same process. So during that session, we kind of realized the main problem Love Heals is trying to solve is that diagnoses steal people's identity. And so our whole mission and everything that we do is centered around giving people platforms and opportunities to rewrite and reauthor their stories after a diagnosis or after a loved one's diagnosis. And so we do that through Coffee for Caregivers once a month. Unpaid caregivers come together in Roanoke and in Lynchburg, and just connect with each other and talk through their life changes together and honestly just create friendships. And then our benefit shows, which is what we're most known for, where we partner with individuals to tell their story on stage, and 100% raised through the concerts goes to their financial needs related to their medical situation. So
and that alone is fantastic. And your approach is you know, on an individual basis. It's not like raising a ton of money for cancer research and then just giving that money to cancer research. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But there's already an organization that does that.
A lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is, you know, really helping out just, you know, one person at a time and one family at a time.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And we found out there's so many holes in the systems that we try to catch people from, because we always want to be working with other organizations first. So if they pay light bills or they pay whatever.
Yeah.
But when someone's on dialysis or someone's on chemo or someone's dealing with a chronic illness, sometimes getting to work is hard, or getting paper towels is hard, or paying their phone bill is hard. So we use the funds and work with them to figure out what they need, and we'll pay mortgages and we'll pay car payments and all those things that kind of are hard to apply for in just general organizations. So we work with them to fit their needs and steward the money for them, so we know where it's going.
Wow. Now you have an upcoming event, and you have a bunch of events in October.
Oh yeah.
But talk about the one that's literally coming up. What is it, on the 27th?
Yeah, September 27th.
Australian.
You see, you don't have to.
So on September 27th at
how do you
like this, truly?
I mean, you're not Australian.
I'm not. I spent about a month in New Zealand.
So you picked it up.
It's just in her blood. No, she can do any accent.
If I have enough time and I can process it, it is a weird knack. My aunt can do it.
All right.
My mom cannot.
Do it in Scottish.
Ooh, that's harder.
I know, because if it's not Scottish, it's crap.
September 27th.
It's
close. It would take a lot more mental effort.
Oh, it does, because
I'm way more practicing.
It's a very tonguey.
And then Irish is very different from Scottish.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit of a difference.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, inflection. So and like, you?
I can't do that. All my accents turn into the same one combined.
Yeah.
It's American.
Like how it is
American.
Right now.
Yeah. American.
Yeah.
Anyways, right. On.
You don't have to do it in Australia.
All right, but now I think it's kind of fun. Why not? On September 27th, down on, what is it, Church Street?
Yeah.
Church Street. in Half Stack Threads. All right, I'm going to overthink it too much.
Yeah.
September 27th, Half Stack Threads on Church Street in downtown Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing an event for Casey Cruz, who was diagnosed with functional neurological disorder. Mm-hmm. And it's her legs have had seizures, and she's had to be in and out of the hospital a lot and had to learn how to rewalk and relearn a lot of very basic daily tasks. So we're going to be doing a show down there with Brown Bag Boy, local artist, and opening artist. I believe his name is Triology. Yeah. And have a show with them. And we have some surprise stuff that we're going to sprinkle throughout the night. But it's going to be fun. And 100% raised is going to go to help Casey just kind of get back on her feet some ways.
Yeah, the specific goal is $4,000. Mm-hmm. 100% goes to her. And the reason we set the goal at 4K is because she was in the hospital in UVA for over a month learning how to walk. And while she was in the hospital, she couldn't work. Then the bank repoed her car.
Oh, dude.
So she owes 4K to pay off that. So just like she's not going to be able to drive for a while. So it's not really helpful to have a car anyway, but definitely want to take that financial burden off. So that's the goal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That, I mean, and you boil it down to you know, such specifics. Yeah. It, and but I love the transparency because, you know, folks can like wrap their brain around that. You know, if again, nothing against any research or any, you know, any other nonprofit organization.
Yeah.
But this is kind of a you know, you tell them exactly, well, this money is going for this because this.
Right.
And I can relate to that. You can relate to that. People, I mean,
yeah.
But, you know, well, we had an executive committee meeting that sat down and looked at grant applications. Uh-huh. That, and again, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah.
Because those are very, very valuable within our community. But this approach is like a person-to-person, peer-to-peer, one-on-one kind of an approach for nonprofit.
Yeah. It's really cool because I always had a hard time connecting with nonprofits for that kind of reason. I was like, what is it? And when you boil it down to this is who they are and this is what they went through, and we look at it without judgment as much as we can and just truly assess like what's going to help change this person's life right now, and then we try our best to do it. And it's been a miracle. Someone used that word the other day. Miraculous that I would say 98% of every event we've done has raised over the financial goal of what we've needed, which just shows that people are connecting with people, and that's what it's all about.
Well, and part of like when an individual shares their story, what we've found is that a lot of people who attend the shows connect to that very specific story, but maybe didn't know that they had gone through something like that, didn't identify as a caregiver, didn't realize that someone else was having that exact same struggle. And it's very like eye-opening for a lot of our attendees to be able to come up and talk to that person and connect with them afterwards and like feel very seen in that.
Wow.
Yeah. So cool.
All right. So this is on the 27th.
Yes.
And what time and where do folks learn more?
7 p.m. And you can go to weareloveheals.org and go under our events page, and we'll have all of our upcoming events listed there. And then social media and stuff also has a lot of details for that.
Love Heals Official.
Mm-hmm. And you have quite a few events coming up in October.
Yeah.
Do you want to challenge, or do you want to tackle that in Swahili?
Okay, you know, like accents, whole language. Let's see how you do.
I'm pretty sure there's a Swahilian accent.
There probably is. Good luck.
I don't know.
No. Is it Swahilian or?
Feels like a trap.
I don't know, honestly.
No,
but
I have
like,
no idea.
Good challenge.
I have.
You are Japanese.
I am Japanese. There's some accents that I feel if I try to do them, I really border on
offensive.
Okay. Well, let's not do that.
Yeah, I'd love to not do that. We're going on tour in October. This is the first time that we're kind of test driving a tour model for Love Heals. So we're taking out a headlining artist, 4 nights, 4 cities, through Virginia, and we're helping a different person in each city.
Nice.
So October 16th through 19th, starting in Charlottesville, Virginia, Waynesboro, then back to Lynchburg, and then ending in Virginia Beach on the 19th. And we're going to be sharing, starting to roll out every individual stories and some of the opening artists that are local to each city, and just sharing more
now,
about
should,
them.
Now, should I not have brought up the graphic
for the
16th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So who is benefiting on the 16th?
The 16th is Catrice Fitch. Do you want to share a little more about her story?
She has idiopathic gastroparesis, which is essentially unknown, they don't know what the cause is for stomach paralysis.
Okay.
So her body doesn't really process food right now, which can cause obviously a bunch of issues like malnutrition, brain fog, etc. She's a mom, survivor of domestic violence, and a ball of joy. So we're very excited to share her story. And she, when I talked to her on the phone, she was just like, how can I help? How can I be a part of this? How can we do this for others? I've always wanted to use my story to help others. And like, it's just cool. So very excited.
And then the next day. Literally the next day.
Literally the next day. The 17th. Our headliner is not going to be joining us for that date, but we've partnered with a band in Waynesboro, Virginia, called Smoke and Mirrors, who's playing a show at the Alpine Goat Brewery, which Courtney and I are going to go to today.
Nice.
And give their beer a taste test.
Let me know how that goes.
Oh, we will. Yeah. We'll send you pictures.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, so we're going to go try that out. And we're helping Frankie Kilmer and the Kilmer family. So that'll just be me, Courtney, and my sister,
coming out to volunteer with us.
Yep.
Do you want to share more about her story?
The Kilmers are a younger family. They have two kids.
Okay.
Their house burnt down. Then shortly after their house burnt down, they had their second child. And then she got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. So it was just one heck of a couple years.
Yeah.
So they owe about $9,000 left in their medical bills.
Okay.
So we're going to try to raise at least $5,000. Obviously, if we can go for $9,000, we want to go for $9,000.
Sure.
But the minimum goal we're going to raise is $5,000, and we'll try to do some debt consolidation on their behalf.
Okay. And then?
And then we're back in Lynchburg. At one of our favorite little partner spots, Three Roads. Mm-hmm. Three Roads Brewing. And we're helping Jeff Smith and his family.
Yes.
And bringing back our headliner, Luke Robb.
And Catapult City.
Catapult City.
Nice.
They're great. I'm excited to work with them.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
and Jeff is he's a young dad. He has two kids. He's a worship leader over at Ramp, and he was diagnosed with liver cancer. Sorry, I got to keep all the stories straight. But he had to have a transplant, and unfortunately, kidney. Sorry.
Okay.
His kidneys failed.
Okay.
So the transplant failed, and so they're still on a list waiting for another transplant. But
gotcha.
He has to go to dialysis, I believe, 3 times a week,
yeah.
which is a lot.
Yeah.
So
a lot our goal is to raise at least 2 months of their mortgage payment.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's going to put us around, I think, just under $5,000. Yeah, I got to go look at the amounts. Our goal is at least $5,000, and then we'll distribute it accordingly. But obviously, again, more the better, because we'll just keep paying. But yeah, you can't heal if you're stressed, so we're going to go ahead and help out with the mortgage payments for the family.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
To learn more, weareloveheals.org is your website.
Yes.
And you can also check out their social media, and we'll link everything up on this broadcast at the Mike Show VA. So what's next?
Wait. Should we talk about the Virginia Beach really quick?
Oh, yeah. We have one more tour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Please.
Virginia Beach. Okay. New Rome Brewing. Sorry. Yeah. I felt bad not talking about the porters.
Yeah. No. New Rome Brewing, which is also another really cool brewery.
You got to go check it out. You're
going
to love it.
I will.
I saw it from a great distance and said, we must go to there. It is calling to me.
It's got a cool stage.
Yeah. And then they ended up.
I
must go to there. And so we did.
I apologize. I'm scrolling through and then.
Oh, you're fine. It's a lot of content.
Next one.
Here.
Yeah.
All right.
That's
we
okay.
Have
that's the last one.
So much all the time. Yeah. So that's the last one. It's about 2 minutes away from the family's house.
Okay.
Let's talk about the family.
Yeah. And the Porters gave birth to 2 baby girls that both happen to have a genetic code, which for a very rare metabolic disorder.
Okay.
It's called GA1. Their bodies can't process proteins, and any excessive proteins can cause seizures and permanent brain damage. They also have issues with just like development when it comes to speech or when it comes to mobility.
Yeah.
So our goal is to pay 2 months of their mortgage, ankle braces for the older one, and then an outstanding medical bill that they have. So that's the goal for that, which puts us at around $6,000 something. But yeah, that one's going to be cool because their genetic disorder is really rare.
Okay.
And what we've learned in that process is that a lot of babies aren't screened for this condition.
Mm-hmm.
Because they aren't screened, it gets missed. And because it gets missed, the symptoms that come from GA1 are very similar to shaken baby syndrome, and parents have lost custody of their babies because of this. And it's just a good way to share, like, hey, screen your babies for GA1 so that you don't run into this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, it's really an opportunity to raise awareness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Weareloveheals.org. You can learn more about the organization, learn more about what it is that they're doing around town and how you can help. Do you need anything beyond folks coming out to the events and making donations? Do you need volunteers? What else do you need?
I mean, we'll always take some volunteers. You can email us at info@weareloveheals.org.
Okay.
And then we can get you connected with me. Or you can email me at sarah@weareloveheals.org and see where we can slate you for some volunteer stuff.
Yeah.
In any of the cities. So Charlottesville, nice. Waynesboro,
volunteers,
or Virginia Beach.
It's always good to have videographers, always good to have photographers, people with technical skills, like even sound, like just all the things, because we want to grow beyond Lynchburg.
Yeah.
So anything that it takes to have a show is a good person for us to have alongside of us. And then obviously the way that we do this is through business sponsorships. So if you're a business and you want to market your brand in an affordable way that directly connects you in front of an audience, we are your people. We're looking for sponsors continuously to help make the shows being able to give away all the money raised, because they aren't free. So
shows can be expensive.
They can be, and we have learned that, and we have earned our stripes, I think, a little bit.
We learned some lessons the hard way.
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Well, I think what you're doing is tremendous, and I think you found your grind at this point. You've really come into it. You've been able to partner up with some really good folks, and I think you figured it out.
What? That's exciting. Let's
all right.
While we're
I know. I was going to say. Okay. All right. Well,
and I'm out.
Never mind,
Goodbye, guys.
See ya.
So we are loveheals.org. Check out any of their events and go to them all across the state and actually across the country. You guys have been.
Hope, yeah.
You've been in other cities and other places, other states, and now, you know, really focusing on the Virginia tour. Mm-hmm. We appreciate everything that you do.
Thank you. We appreciate you sharing this. So thanks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love it.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Finally Friday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, time once again for Nerd News. This week in science. It's just science, don't be afraid. Covering the most important news for your brains you may have missed. Here's a quick rundown. All right, let's see. Here, I got a photo for you. Yeah, see those? I don't have a photo for you. No, that's not what I wanted to show either. I wanted to show the rocks there. See these things right there in the rocks? Yeah. Well, NASA shared that photo that may show signs of ancient life on Mars. They say the little spots all over it are the best evidence yet that microbial life once thrived there. They spent a year analyzing the sample and say they can't find any other explanation. Okay. In other space news, NASA threw cold water on the idea that the interstellar object zipping through our solar system is aliens. They basically said, yeah, it's just a comet. Quote, it looks like a comet. It does comet things. It very, very strongly resembles in just about every way the comets that we know. All right. It does comet things. Hold on. Beer drinking Martians or it does comet things? It does comet things. To beer drinking Martians? It does comet things to beer-drinking Martians. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense, but I'll go with that one for now. That's the name of our podcast today. In relationship news, a study analyzed our different hugging styles depending on who we're embracing. couples hug for much longer than friends, of course. 7 seconds versus just under 3. We also tend to have an extra inch or two of crotch space.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
When we're hugging a friend. But otherwise, it's pretty crotch to crotch nice. There. Yeah. Wait, what?
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
In ocean news, a study found octopuses like to use different arms or tentacles to do different things. And a type of bottom feeder, this is in addition to the octopi, period, and a type of bottom feeder shark called ghost sharks grow a second set of teeth out of their foreheads. I'm good Lord. The males use them to latch onto the females in mating season.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Good Lord. And then finally, in bug news, a study found mosquitoes love beer drinkers, especially beer drinkers who've recently gotten lucky.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
It all
I just
comes,
had it stuffed.
Comes full circle that. Now, doesn't it? All right, and that's your nerd news.
I don't think anyone should be peeing on anybody.
I agree. That's your nerd news for today. Let's see. All right. This portion of our broadcast. We have a sponsor for this? All right. Here, after the...
After the break.
Yeah.
We return from the break.
Yes, we do.
Stay tuned.
All right. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
And now, Ballad Through the Beers, 1969. Man Walks on the Moon. Afterwards, Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin enjoyed a cold, refreshing ballad beer. Sorry, that didn't happen. But you can enjoy Ballad Beer by visiting their tap room in Danville, Virginia, or picking up a Ballad wherever they sell great beers. Ballad Brewing, Danville, Virginia.
Whether you're traveling for business or leisure in Danville, Virginia, you owe it to yourself to stay at either the B or the Holbrook Hotels. Two unique boutique hotels with all of the modern comforts, convenient to downtown and the city's historic West End. Minutes from everything Danville has to offer. Competitive corporate rates for business travelers and fun packages and activities for leisure travelers. They offer kitchenettes and suite-style rooms and attractive long-term stay rates. Visit DanvilleBHotel.com or theHolbrookDanville.com for reservations and more information.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio.
434.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio. For your ear holes, I think you'll like it. Well, beginning today, Toy Story is being re-released in theaters to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the fully computer-animated feature film. Makes you think about the age of those toys now. But don't be concerned. There's a now new special place for them.
Buzz and Woody are getting up there, but that doesn't mean their quality of life has to change. Before you pull the string on your old toys, check out Playtime Zen Retirement Living.
It's Playtime Zen, you see. For toy retirees, call Woody and Buzz your friends. Play bingo with Mr. Potato Head. Long-term care till your batteries are dead. We'll make sure your toy story will have a happy ending.
It's Buzz Lightyear. Until your toy's ready for infinity and beyond, there's Playtime's End Retirement Living.
Playtime's End. All right, let's go to viral videos. Sports history was made yesterday in Sun Valley, Idaho, when a skating champion broke the world record for jumping rope with ice skates on ice. The old record was 45 rope skips in 60 seconds. Here is Esther Zombathilili melting that record She did it in 136 in that time. Now, we've edited this for time because, well, you'll get the idea. Start. 136 in 60 seconds. All right. What is this? Well, let's skip that. Let's skip that. A Walmart in western Pennsylvania has banned a 60-year-old man for bringing his, wait for it, emotional support gator inside. The man claims that they've been going to Walmart for over 3 years now without an issue, but Walmart says gators aren't welcome inside. Yep, here's the gator's owner, Wesley Silva, talking about some places he's taken his pet in the past.
We've gone to restaurants. We've been to Denny's where she's a star there. She gets VIP treatment. We've been out to Bob Evans. We've been out to the Wagon Wheel. It's been very positive, and I was really taken back by that. You know, I just go with the flow.
Uh-huh. All right. Let's scroll. Let's skip that. We're going to a comedian? Yes, we are. All right. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian. And today is no exception. Let's see. Ashley Austin Morris talks about what love was like in her grandmother's time and grown men playing video games.
My family really wants me to get married. My grandma, she called me last week. First of all, she's crazy. She's from Texas. Well, that's redundant. Anyway, so she calls me and she was like, Ashley, why aren't you married? I was like, well, I'm not in love with anyone, Grandma. Love? What's love got to do with it? Okay, Tina Turner. Didn't you love Grandpa when you married him? Love? It was the Depression and he had shoes. It's hard to meet people. I was on the subway. I hate when I'm sitting on the subway next to a grown man playing a video game on his phone. You're a grown man. Why are you playing a video game? It's weird. How about I sit down, whip out my Barbies, start playing with my dream castle? Right? But I can't, because when you're a little girl, you endow Barbie with your reality. You're like, oh, Barbie wants a puppy and a princess dress. Now Barbie wants a MetroCard and some health insurance. Oh, Barbie loves Ken. Now Barbie wants Ken to look like G.I. Joe and make more money. Okay? Okay? When you're little, Barbie eats cookies. Now Barbie's on a juice cleanse because she eats her feelings. All right?
All right. That's your Audio Vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. But go ahead, firmly and vigorously, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. Coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in Dot News to wrap up the week. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
Let's see. There's Peyton, Leo, Tasia.
Ruth Stevens has 14 grandkids.
Jalen, Callie, Kayla.
That's a lot of birthdays, graduations, weddings.
Stanley, named for my dad.
So she doesn't ever miss one. Ruth counts on Centra to keep her healthy and going strong.
Shay, Christopher, and Theo. Got them all.
That's a responsibility Centra doesn't take lightly.
One more time, alphabetical order. Anthony.
Centra, caring for, caring about folks like Ruth.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.
All right, time once again for Stupid Criminals in the News. Police might need to bring in all the king's horses to consult on this one. Police in Cape May, New Jersey are looking for two idiots who stole the iconic Humpty Dumpty statue from a miniature golf course last Sunday. If you don't know, Cape May is about 40 miles south of Atlantic City, and I highly recommend it as a vacation spot. It happened at 4 o'clock in the morning. Alcohol might have been a factor. A few different security cameras got them on video, and it looks like at least one of them was walking with a beer. Here is, what photo do we have? Did they recover it? Or is that, where did that picture come from? They scaled a fence at a place called Ocean Putt Mini Golf and ripped Humpty off his wall. He's the main feature on the 14th hole, by the way. Last we heard, police still hadn't tracked him down. But the good news is, it looks like the mini golf place will be able to put Humpty back together again. The guys who took him left him outside another property a few doors down. Oh, that's okay. So let's take a look then at the picture of Humpty that they're getting him. They're getting back. There we go. There's Humpty. Good Lord. Do we have another story? We do. A teacher at an elementary school in Rhode Island was arrested after allegedly biting a student. I said she, yeah, who threw paint across the room. Here's, or the teacher, rather, is Yaritza Martinez. She was charged with simple assault or battery.
Hey, no fighting!
Okay. And then a 76-year-old woman on Long Island faces charges after she was accused of shooting her 67-year-old neighbor in the face with a flare gun as he walked his dog. Apparently, they were having arguments over their pets. Here is the moment that Kathleen Schumann shot Richard Catrone in the face and Richard's reaction to it.
Didn't what? Think I'd do it, huh? Did you?
Do what?
What is wrong with you?
Kathleen showed no emotion. She claimed I was the devil. She claimed I tried to murder her. And she said, I'm sorry I missed. I've lived in Manhattan. I've lived in San Francisco. I've lived in Boston. And nothing ever happened to me. I moved to Suffolk County in a senior community. And my neighbor shoots me in the face with a flare.
Good Lord. There's good news in the world. And we like to share that during this particular segment. Okay. Baby beavers or a kid with a bicycle? Well, you gotta do the kid with a bicycle. A 13-year-old in Kansas mowed lawns all summer long to save up and buy a dirt bike. Turns out the bike he bought was stolen. He had to give it back and was out all that money. The guy the bike belonged to started a GoFundMe to get him an even better bike. So here is Noah Bradley and his dad, Zach, and the rightful owner of the dirt bike, Glenn Timote, talking about it.
Had a plan for how to make money in the winter, how to make money in the summer, and he's very industrious.
And I was just, like, bewildered. It is insane. Like, it is horrible.
So happy to have my bike back, but I just could not get the fact that there was a 13-year-old boy in Kansas that had put his hard-earned money into this bike. And him and his dad, I consider friends for life.
What? I'm going to get a new dirt bike. Turns out better than I thought it was going to be. Stolen to a brand new dirt bike.
Timoteo. Glenn Timoteo. Well, that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday for the Monday edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Go away. Go away.
Now, where does he think he's going? When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey, if things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao!
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little. Every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.